The National Grain and Feed Association is part of that working group. NGFA Chief Economist Max Fisher says a strike or lockout for rail workers would be an Armageddon to the U.S. supply chain.
For domestic movements within the United States, if you take away the rail component, a lot of different types of businesses will not receive the supplies they need to continue operations, and that's definitely true for agriculture.
The Agricultural Transportation Working Group is leaving it up to lawmakers to decide on how they will intervene if they need to do that.
Definitely want them to, essentially forbid a lockout or strike. Beyond that, in our letter, we didn't address, beyond that, obviously there are those who would like for Congress to, for example, decide the terms of the labor compensation package. They could do that, but from our perspective, we just want to make sure that, the trains keep moving, so we're not asking Congress for a specific term.
Even if an agreement can be reached between labor unions and railroads in the next week, the railroad is still struggling with reliability. Fisher says only a few Class 1 railroads have improved since spring.
You had some carriers like the two in the West and the two in the East. Those are the four big ones for the United States. Among those four, there has been some improvement in some areas and in other areas. And, we have all these different variables, and this is just one of them. This happens to be a very large variable, but this rail labor agreement. But if we can get this one off the table, then it'll leave fewer variables that we have to contend with. So we're kind of looking at it that way, that, we know the individual railroads are doing what they can to try to get people hired, but on kind of the macro level for rail, this is one that we definitely don't need overhanging the rail industry and agricultural by extension.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.